Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on the silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, whichever city, whichever country, whatever season you are experiencing, we hope that you are well, and we hope that you will stay till the end of this program, the silsila, because we are discussing another beautiful aspect of our deen, one that is entrenched in our lives as Muslims. And inshallah, we will be touching on some aspects, some parts of virtues of reciting the glorious Quran. And so stay tuned, inshallah. Before we move any further, let's recall the beautiful hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrum Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So this is one of those things we should not delay. And we should not forget about it. We should remind each other in making good intentions, because many of us, we miss out on gaining so much of rewards from the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we forget to make good intentions. Before you eat your food, before you drink your water, as soon as you get up in the morning, start those good intentions so that your thawab meter can start rolling from the beginning of the day. Let's make some now that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we are here for your pleasure and happiness. We are watching, we are listening. I will make the intention. I am presenting the silsila for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever we learn, we will try to act upon it. We will try to practice upon it and share with others as well. And that is so important for us. I'm sure we heard it time and time again, but we have to emphasize and we have to keep reminding each other so that it settles in our minds and we start to practice. By practicing, we taste the sweetness of our knowledge. And by conveying that message to others, we will be earning more thawab, more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy. Because we'll also be following the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that convey from me, even if it is one verse, one statement of Islam, one statement of Sharia, subhanAllah. So don't stop the sending out and sharing authentic Islamic knowledge. Start with your family members and then filter it through to other Muslims, whether in your school, your college, your university, your colleagues at work. So continue sending it out. Because what a Muslim likes for himself, he likes for his fellow Muslim as well. So we like that we must get authentic knowledge and we must get reminders so that we start practicing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I should like the same for my fellow Muslims as well. Subhanallah. Don't forget to dedicate some time every day for the recitation of Qur'an-i Pak, Durood-i Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, seeking knowledge of deen, because these are those things that will help you and I in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter as well. You know, there are so many beautiful bounties, benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last Prophet of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the number one hadith narrator, the great Sahabi Jalil, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has said, the noblest Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever recited the Holy Quran, praised Allah Azza wa Jal, recited salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then asked forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, he has sought goodness from its source. He has sought goodness from its source. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this must be our tariqah as well. This must be our methodology. When we are reciting the Quran, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite Durood e Pak and ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to forgive our sins. And then we'll be following this blessed hadith by gaining and seeking goodness from its source. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our lives are so short. So short. Doesn't matter if a person is living till they are 50, 60, 80, 100. But we know how the time is flying by. Time is just passing us. What am I achieving from this short life, this precious life? How am I gaining benefits in this world for the hereafter? Because my focus and your focus as Muslims needs to be in the Akhirah, needs to be in making my grave comfortable and the hereafter comfortable as well. And one of the pillars in the life of a Muslim is our connection to the glorious Quran. The glorious Quran is not just any book that's authored by some individual. The glorious Quran is Kitabullah. It is a book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Kalamullah. They are the words of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The words of my Creator, the words of your Creator, the one who made us, the one who sustains us, the one to whom we shall return sooner than we know. So what is my connection? How strong is my connection? Today, if our Wi-Fi connection, our signal is bad, we are like frustrated and our message is not going through, we're not receiving messages on time. But what is my connection to the glorious Quran? We are going to cover some of these aspects, some of the wonderful benefits of reciting the Quran. In order to motivate you and I, we have to come back to the Quran. We have to get back to the teachings of the Quran. What messages, what kinds of messages the Quran is giving you and I? They are messages that are directed to you and me from the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the most important book in our lives, or it should be. It's supposed to be. More on that after we listen to Anat Sharif. We request our director sahab, our team, to please go ahead and inspire us with a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina. Madina, phir ja rahe hain ahle mohabbat ke qafle, phir yaad aa raha hai Madina. Phir Madine, phir Madine ki janib chale qafle, phir meri beqarari ke din aa gaye. Zira ki fazaon mein bula lo, phir gumbad khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo, phir gumbad khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo, phir Zira ki faza mein bula lo, mujhe bula lo, Shah-e-Madina, یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے، میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، آفات و بدیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے، جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر سے لگا لو
فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو
پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو
پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو در تک شہر رسائی نہیں بھروسہ کہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا
سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I'm sure you also receive some inspiration from this wonderful and beautiful kalam. I mean, one thing for a believer, for a lover of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, is that Medina Sharif, the glorious, the grand and beautiful city of Medina, is always on this person's mind who is a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this is the city of the beloved. And we saw the beautiful sights of Masjid al-Nabawi, of the Gumbad-e-Khazra, the grand green emerald dome of Medina Sharif, beneath which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam resting, beneath which is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhuma resting as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take us there time and again. Take us to visit Aqsa Sharif time and again. Take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again as well. Ameen. Bijahi Khatim al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we are talking about the glorious Quran. We will never be able to do justice in this very limited period of time. But let's get to know a little bit about this grand book, this great book, this protected book. This is that book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has taken it upon himself, that he will protect it, he will secure it. It is free from any kind of contradictions. Yes, a person may come through and say, no, but I have found a contradiction and inconsistency. That inconsistency and contradiction is in their minds. Because only a person who has superficial knowledge, or who hasn't studied well from the right sources, can think like this. Upon further investigation and closer inspection, one will come to realize that no, that defect and flaw is in my mind, not in the glorious Quran. I want to narrate to you a very beautiful thought-provoking narration. Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he once became very ill and he slipped into a coma. The people presumed that he passed away. His dear ones, they couldn't find any pulse, they couldn't see any signs of life. Allahu Akbar. They started to prepare his kafan, his shroud, and they buried him. They buried him alive, actually. And later, when he regained consciousness in the grave, he started to realize that they have buried me alive. He was worried, he had some fear, some anxiety. But then he recollected a narration that says, whoever recites Surah Yasin 40 times in the time of distress, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would remove his troubles and trouble will turn into relief. Allahu Akbar. So therefore, this great Imam, Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he started to recite Surah Yasin. He reached the 39th time of the recitation of Surah Yasin, and a shroud thief from above started to dig his grave open. Allahu Akbar. He was divinely bestowed with an insight that, and he became aware that there's a shroud thief. He could hear the noises above, that a shroud thief is opening my grave. And by the time he reached the 40th recitation of Surah Yasin, the shroud thief had completely dug open his qabr, his grave. When this happened, the great Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he exited his grave. When the shroud thief sees him, he gets such a shock of his life, so much of fear runs through his body that he falls down dead. Allahu Akbar. This great Imam, he thought that if I return to the city, it was still night time, if I return to the city, the people will become petrified. They will become terrified that I arose from the dead. So he decided that to go to the home of each person in the street of his locality. He went outside the house and loudly he proclaimed, I am Nasiruddin Basti. I fell into a coma. You all thought that I passed away and buried me. But I am alive. Each house, each place he visited in that locality, those streets. After this incident, Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote a commentary, a tafsir of the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful narration. When you are in stress, and let's face it, each person out there, each Muslim out there has some difficulty in their life, some minor problem, some major problem, some sickness, financial difficulties, debts, wrongful court cases, domestic disputes, disobedient children. There's crimes that have surrounded us. There's fitna which has surrounded us. So when you are in distress, recall this narration. Recite Surah Yasin. It may take you some time, but keep in mind that trouble will turn into relief by practicing upon this. Yes, we must ensure that our 5-time salah is up to date, that we are performing it correctly as it's supposed to be performed, that we are fulfilling each other's rights, that we are earning halal from halal sources, that we are doing our best to obey and follow the commands of the Quran, the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow his grand and beautiful sunnah. We're doing our best to be practical Muslims. Then inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these narrations that we implement, we will see the effectiveness in our lives, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sent Jibra'il Amin alayhi salam, the leader of the malaika, the leader of the angels, to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had memorized it. And subhanallah, sahaba ikram, many of them had memorized it as well. Up to this day, over 1400 years later, there have been hundreds of thousands and perhaps millions of Muslims of all ages, of all races, of all ethnicities, of all backgrounds, of all languages from around the world who have memorized the glorious Quran letter for letter, dot for dot. And this is one of the ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite wisdom has preserved the Holy Quran. That if somebody in China is reciting the Quran and somebody here in Africa or in Europe or any other continent, any other city is reciting the Holy Quran, you will see that they are in sync. One will recite one verse, one next will recite the next verse, and it will be a continuation because there are no inconsistencies in the glorious Quran. And if one of them were to make a mistake, how, for example, during Ramadan, Taraweeh time, we have the Hafiz reciting in the front and he'll have a Sami' behind, maybe other Huffaz, and they are listening attentively. And if he makes a mistake in one letter or one haraka, maybe he switched a zabr zero pesh, then the correction will come from that sami', from that hafiz who is listening to correct him. Subhanallah. Even little children, look at the beauty of Islam. Look at the beauty of the glorious Quran. That little kids that we know of, 10 years old, 9 years old, 7 years old. I mean, we're always hearing these narrations from different parts of the world, that little kids, those who have phenomenal and photographic memories, they are also able to recite and memorize the entire Quran from Surah Al-Fatiha to Surah An-Nas. I mean, where else do you find this? You will not find this anywhere else with any other book in the world. This is one of the miracles of the glorious Quran. This is one of the miracles of Islam, of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he was the walking Quran. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed us to do or not to do in the Quran, the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he practically displayed this for you and I to also have a practical role model. That's why the Quran addresses him as the ideal role model for you and I. When Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, when she was asked about the character and akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an, that his character was the Quran, as if he was the walking Quran. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to strengthen from the different narrations our bond, our connection to the Quran, to recite the Quran, because for every letter there is a reward. In the summary of a hadith, it is mentioned that there are 10 rewards for each letter. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, I'm not saying alif lam mim is regarded as one letter, and so 10 rewards, but alif lam and meem are separate. So 30 rewards just for that. If you recite half a page, one ruku, if you recite one quarter of the Quran, one quarter of a juz of a para, subhanallah, the more one recites, the more thawab one can attain. And look at the beauty of the Quran. It is revealed in the best of all languages, and that is in Arabic. And yes, even in Jannah, the language of communication will be Arabic as well. So should I not learn at least the basics of Arabic so when I can recite the Quran properly? If you are one of those people that, and there are so many out there that cannot recite properly for whatever their reasons, whatever reasons it may be. Some cannot recite at all. Maybe they did not go to madrasa. They did not have the opportunity. I know some individuals, they would only rely on the translation, the English translation. They would only read that because they cannot read Arabic. In one sense, it is something to be ashamed of. But in another sense, if a person really wants to learn, then there's no shame in that. Because they didn't have the opportunity when they were small, maybe, but they are trying their best, they are striving in order to learn it. And your Dawat-e-Islami is providing those facilities. If you contact your local Madani Markaz and Islamic Center of Dawood Islami, we have specialized classes for grown-ups. So you don't have to sit with the little kids and learn Alif Ba Ta. You don't have to sit with the kids and learn the basics of the Salah, the rules of the Tajweed of the Quran, the ways of makharij, of pronouncing each letter correctly. These classes are designed and are available. These facilities are available. Even if you do not find a Madani Markaz of Dawood Islami close to you, go online. This is another facility that Dawood Islami is offering. If you go online and you go to the courses tab on our website, dawoodislami.net, you'll realize there's over 30 different courses that are available. So in the comfort of your own home, according to your timing, on a one-to-one basis, you can be taught by qualified teachers. And one of the courses is about how to recite the Quran. So don't delay. You know, get up and be a go-getter when it comes to learning your deen. Don't sit back and feel like, oh, I'm too old. In our classes, we had individuals, without exaggeration, who were in their 60s, their 70s and 80s as well. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The glorious Quran, just by looking at it, the writings, the letters, the words, that person will gain thawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by looking at these glorious and grand words of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Because each and every sentence, each and every verse and ayah is full of blessings. By looking, you are getting thawab. By listening to somebody's recitation, you are getting thawab. By reciting yourself, you are getting thawab. So in every juncture, one is gaining rewards, but our ulama, our mashaikh, our elders, they advise us. Number one, recite the Quran properly as it's supposed to be recited. Number two, learn some Arabic or at least get your hands on a translation in your language. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, for English speakers, for those who understand English, then Kanzul Iman is available. Your Dawood Islami has Kanzul Iman in hard copy and soft copy as well. If you contact Maktabatul Madina, which is a publications department and bookshop of Dawood Islami, you can get your own hard copy, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, which is, mashallah, translated by Ustazul Ulama Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi, who's based right here in South Africa, in Johannesburg. And this is translated from the from Kanzul Iman of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, who translated the Quran into the Urdu language. This is one the most authentic and iman-saving translation of the Quran available today. Subhanallah. And not just that, you can download the free soft copy from dawoodislami.net. And as you are reciting, as you are learning to recite from the specialized classes for grown-ups, and you start reciting, you open your Kanzul Iman. With that, recite and read the translation. So we understand, we have some understanding of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, asking us to do or not to do, is commanding us to do or not to do. Allahu Akbar. Then there's a different feeling altogether. It's very different just by reciting and just by reciting and understanding. And for complete understanding, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Miftahul Ihsan is also available. Alhamdulillah, at this moment in time, the soft copy is available for a free download from dawoodislami.net. So that's the tafsir, that is the commentary, also done by our teacher, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib. Dawood Islami is creating these facilities for us to get back to the Quran, to get in touch with the Quran again. Because the sad reality is many of us, we have, alhamdulillah, we have a Quran at home, but when last did I recite the Quran? Let's be honest with ourselves. Let's be truthful to ourselves. And let's take that step. Let's take the step. The platforms to learn, the facilities to learn, these are available. Take advantage of it. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have an inspiring filler as well. So we request our director sahab, our wonderful team, to please go ahead and play the filler. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear Islam brothers, there's a countless virtues of reciting Quran are mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah. Let's listen some Hadith Mubarakah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recited one letter from the Book of Allah, he will receive one reward, which is equal to 10. I do not say that Alif, Lam, Mim is one letter. Rather, Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. Subhanallah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, there are some from among the mankind who are the people of Allah. The noble Sahaba radiyallahu anhum asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who are they? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, those who recite the Quran, for they are the people of Allah and his selected people. Subhanallah. Another hadith of Mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the hearts becomes rusty just as an iron becomes rusty. It was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how are they cleaned? He sallallahu ta'ala sallam replied, through the recitation of Quran and the remembrance of death. So dear Islam brothers, these are countless blessings on reciting Quran. So please recite Quran, learn the Quran and then recite as well. Our pious predecessors used to recite Qurans in such a way that it's amazing. I will inshallah give you some account of those. For 30 years, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ta'ala will complete the recitation of Quran in one unit of prayer. He prayed Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah for 40 years. Subhanallah. Similarly, Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala, it states in the books that Sidna Khalid bin Nazair states that I did not see anyone recite the Book of Allah more than Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala. His sister was asked, what are the engagements of Imam Malik rahmatullah ta'ala at home? She said, the Quran and recitation. Sayyidina Rabi bin Sulaiman rahmatullah ta'ala states that every month Imam Shafi rahmatullah ta'ala would complete the recitation of Quran 30 times and 60 times in month of Ramadan. The completion in Tarawih was beside this. Imam Shirani rahmatullah ta'ala writes that Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah ta'ala would complete one recitation of Quran every morning and one every night, and he would conceal it from people. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullah ta'ala would complete the recitation of Quran every night for 15 years. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, some wise words from this Muballigh of Dawati Islami. And talking about the glorious Quran, there's a beautiful saying, whoever likes to know whether he has devotion to Allah and his Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should determine how much he loves the glorious Quran, meaning how much he recites and acts upon it. So that's a question we have to ask ourselves. If I claim that I love my Allah Azza wa Jal, I love my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, am I truly connected to the Quran? Not just reciting it, but also acting upon it. Because the Quran has scientific facts, has historical facts, but it's not a history book, nor is it a book of science. It's a book of hidayah, a book of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is our manual for life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually teaching us, showing us, commanding us to do certain things and not to do certain things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about the rewards of Jannah, about the punishments of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses parables and stories of previous Anbiya alayhim salam, previous ummats as well, in order to teach us lessons. Now, if we don't read it, if we don't understand it in its proper context, then how are we going to benefit from those messages just by reciting? I'm not saying stop reciting. We should continue reciting as much as we can on a daily basis, but try our best. Get your hands on Kanzul Iman, download Miftahul Ihsan, and with your recitations, go over the English translation and commentary, so we have a deeper attachment and understanding of the glorious Quran. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, advises us that try to recite at least 3 verses of the Quran, minimum 3 verses of the Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman and with the tafsir, with the commentary from either Khazainul Irfan, Nurul Irfan, or from Miftahul Ihsan as well, which is available in English. By doing this, imagine every single day we dedicate some time to recite 3 verses minimum. If you can recite more, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This is one of the points in Nek A'mal, pious deeds. This app is available from App Store and Play Store. If any Muslim truly wants to turn their life around, truly wants to reform themselves and transform their lives to become a practicing Muslim. So one of the questions, one of the points in there is whether did you recite or listen to at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran from Kanzul Iman with translation and commentary as well. If I'm doing this every day, it'll take maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes, perhaps 20 minutes if I'm a slow reader. But every day if you're doing this, can you imagine what benefit there is in that? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that the sign of having devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in fact having devotion to the glorious Quran. And the sign of having devotion to the glorious Quran is actually having devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign of having devotion to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign of having devotion to the sunnah is in fact having devotion to the akhirah, to the hereafter. And the sign of having devotion to the hereafter is in fact having hatred to, or showing hatred towards worldliness. And the sign of showing hatred towards worldliness is to use it according to your need so that it leads to safety in the hereafter. So we should be wise. Be wise that we use this dunya, we use this short and precious life of ours in preparation for the journey that is to come, which is inevitable. We can't avoid it. That journey into the hereafter, beginning from the grave, when we leave this dunya and we enter into this world of barzakh, the barrier between this world and the next. So think about that. How do I make that place, my grave and the hereafter, comfortable for myself? How do I invest so that when I leave, I know that I'll have some comfort and safety in the grave. I will have comfort and safety on the day of judgment as well. But that planning is only confined to this dunya, to this world. If I'm just busy in my day-to-day activities with my family, with my work and studies, who's going to be the loser? Who else is going to help us? We have to do for ourselves. Nobody's going to work for us and then give us the wage and salary at the end of the day. It is me. I have to work. I have to put efforts in. I have to, get up, learn the Quran, recite the Quran properly, practice upon the Quran. So let's get back to the teachings of the Quran. Let's strengthen our bond to the glorious Quran, the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, same place, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.